Welcome back to the Tennessee Star Report with your host, Michael Patrick Leahy.
7:17 a.m. We are joined on our newsmaker line now by the great Neil W. McCabe. Now with One America News Network, he's down in Florida. He's covering everything Ron DeSantis. Neil, looks like it was a pretty good night last night for Ron DeSantis in the Florida primary and general elections for the school boards there as well.
Yeah, the Governor Ron DeSantis is pretty psyched. He's sitting pretty good right now. He got some bad news on the Democratic side. I talked to people in the DeSantis campaign who were really relishing the opportunity to go after Nikki Fried. Charlie Crist, the congressman and former Republican governor of Florida, won that primary. But as the Florida Capital Star has covered, Nikki Fried has an interesting public and private life that tends to blend itself into the crazy.
It's a total mess. She was Charlie Crist beat her pretty soundly in that primary. But the big news to me, I thought, now, by the way, are you officially Top Gov tracker? Is that your job now?
I need my aviator glasses.
I'm referencing, of course, the terrific commercial that Ron DeSantis, a former JAG officer in, I think, the Army. I don't think it was the Air Force.
Navy.
Was it the Navy? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, former JAG officer. He's got this commercial called Top Gov, obviously a takeoff on Top Gun. It's quite good, I thought. And since you're covering Ron DeSantis for One America News Network now, that makes you Top Gov tracker.
Yeah, well, in the nautical services, I served in the Coast Guard, and the Navy, of course, is loosely affiliated with the Coast Guard. As whenever you plan an event, the word they use for an event is an evolution. So it's like, in this evolution, we will do this. And DeSantis name-checked evolution. I was so excited. He was throwing in some nautical slang. But yeah, it's rules of engagement for dealing with the corporate media, and it has clips of DeSantis calling out these left-wing reporters. And, you know, one of the things that I've noticed, especially when I was working with Project Veritas, traveling around the country trying to push our stories and investigations, is that you go to these conservative states and conservative cities, you expect the local reporters to be at least sympathetic to what Project Veritas is up to. And they're just as vicious and hostily left-wing as the guys I find in Washington. And it's because the chains, you know, McClatchy and Gannett and all these big chains, they own all these small papers. And so in big cities, you know, it used to be like a locally owned paper that tended to be more conservative. Now, you know, for these young reporters to advance up the corporate chain, they have to be as left-wing as their masters. In corporate media, DeSantis is taking them on hard. And another thing that's interesting about DeSantis is because he had no primary opponent, Marco Rubio, the U.S. senator, had no primary opponent. So on the top of the ticket for the Republican side, the fear was that there would be low turnout. I don't know what the overall turnout is. I'll have to look at it. But the fear was that because there was no race for U.S. Senate or governor on the Republican side, that the school board elections would go the wrong way, because Florida holds all its school board elections on primary day. That would be yesterday. But conservatives won big and took over more than a dozen county school boards across the state. And so DeSantis toured the state all day Sunday, just trying to ramp up enthusiasm. I saw him in Jacksonville Sunday night at that was his last stop on the tour. And the crowd was completely amped up. He was amped up. And you can see that leadership of the party that you get from DeSantis is something you don't see in other states.
That's a very good point. And so in Florida, there are only 70 school districts in the entire state. They were all up for grabs in the school board elections last night. DeSantis really heavily endorsed like 30 candidates. 21 of them won outright. 4 or 5 of them are in runoff elections. But the big news was in Sarasota County, which is sort of the elite suburban county outside of in the Tampa area. That was a 3-2 school board where that was woke. It was woke 3-2. And he endorsed three specific candidates. They all won. It's now 4-1 non-woke. A huge victory, but you're quite right. What it shows is leadership matters. And in other states where the governor has been, you know, not as engaged or not even engaged at all, Tennessee, the results of the parents, the conservative parents who want to take back their schools, have been not quite as stellar as they were last night in Florida. A huge victory for Ron DeSantis and parents and Florida school boards.
Yeah, I'll also want to name check Bridget Ziegler, the wife of the great Christian Ziegler, who's involved with Moms for Liberty. She won in Sarasota. She was a school board member, conservative, who was basically targeted by the leftists. Also want to talk about the Project 1776, run by our good friend Ryan Kurdowski. A year ago, Kurdowski was calling out school boards as the new battleground, and he has had success across the country. And I also would direct people's attention to sort of faltering Senate campaigns and faltering Republican campaigns like Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania. You know, if these guys would run on education and parent rights, they would win. I just don't know why it's so difficult. Instead of, sadly, ridiculing a guy recovering from a stroke because he won't answer questions at an event, it's like mean. And then you have all of these parents who are screaming and yelling all over the country to have their rights restored. I don't know why Oz and other Republicans don't take the playbook from DeSantis, and frankly, he's playing the Youngkin's playbook.
So let me tell you, DeSantis is playing to Youngkin's playbook, and you know who else I see aligned with DeSantis right now in terms of their messaging? Is GOP gubernatorial nominee in Arizona, Carrie Lake. I think she's got the same kind of attitude as DeSantis.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I saw Trump at CPAC in Dallas. A lot of people watched that. And his biggest applause lines are when he talked about, you know, predatory and grooming teachers trying to flip their kids' genders in secret. When he talked about the championship swimmer from the University of Kentucky who had to run against that guy from the University of Pennsylvania, and she was in the audience, and he saw her up front. Trump called her on stage. The place just lit up. I mean, raised the rafters.
Mm-hmm.
It was like Woodstock or something when she came on stage, and DeSantis gets the same reaction when he talks about teachers secretly flipping kids' genders. And it's like it drives people out of their minds. It's something that even 5 years ago, even 3 years ago, no parent ever thought that this was even going to – it was even an issue. Who even discussed this, Mike, 3 years ago? And yet it is now the consensus in the mainstream media. The Republican establishment is completely compliant against it. Conservatives would win, and I'm talking about win in – like the key components of the Democratic coalition will flip to the Republicans if the Republicans would say we stand with parents.
I've got two questions to close out with you. In the November general election between the Democrat turncoat Charlie Crist and Ron DeSantis, top gov, who wins?
I think that's DeSantis.
Yeah, I think so too. Now, Crum is going to have another question for you about 2024.
Well, Do you think the top gov will run for a president regardless of whether Trump runs or not?
No.
See, I think he will. I think he's going to win the governor's race by a substantial margin. I think he will run for president. He will not attack Trump. He will offer himself just very much like the top gov.
I'm the top gov.
Yeah.
That other guy. Well, he was the former president. I'm the top gov.
They're running in the same lane.
Yeah.
And I'm old enough to remember when Jack Kemp and Bill Crane and John Connolly all tried to out Reagan in 1980.
And there was only one Ronald Reagan.
You know, I think I'll stick with Reagan. You know, I have Reagan. I think I'll take Reagan.
I'm not saying DeSantis would beat Trump. I'm saying that if he runs a very positive campaign in 2024, he gets national. He builds a national footprint that he can then launch a presidential campaign in 2024.
Your final thoughts, Neil McCabe, on this?
What about the Senate race?
If you think that's going to be a friendly campaign, DeSantis taking on Trump, you need to wake up. That's
get
nasty fast.
It will get nasty fast. And on that upbeat note, the great Top Gov tracker, Neil W. McCabe. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk to you next Wednesday. All right, we'll be back with more after this.